Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Biden today in his press conference promised to bring home any Americans still trapped in Afghanistan, but acknowledged that his administration does not know how many Americans are still in the country or if they can be evacuated safely. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tom Gutierrez, former director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
It's good to be with you, Marty.
So what is the situation right now at the Afghan airport? Is it still under Western control?
It is, and I do know that some of the individuals that we have been advocating be given the SIVs, the special immigrant visas, have been receiving them, and they are getting out. But it's still quite a place of chaos, and I think you know, what we're seeing in the news is each side kind of trying to shift the blame to the other side. And the images that history will record, I think, are going to be those of the chaos and of our countries leaving Afghanistan, just as those images from Vietnam were of the same.
What are your concerns with the pullout and now Taliban control?
Well, my concerns are two. One, that we stick with the commitment that it appears we're doubling down on, and that not only will we be helping out all of the Americans who are still in Afghanistan, but also those Afghans who I think should be treated like American citizens. They worked for us. They sacrificed their lives, many of them, for us. They helped to preserve lives of others and stuck with us, and we promised them, I think, we have that commitment. And that's a very, very important thing. The other thing is, what will the Taliban do? Nobody knows, because the Taliban are a diffuse group. They're not a monolithic entity. And most of their control still resides in Pakistan and in other areas. So you hear that the group in Doha are saying one thing, but then you hear another person in Kabul saying another, and yet you hear also of troops in the north executing the other side's soldiers. So, we just have to hope that, as the Taliban are saying in Kabul now, that they are a new group, a different kind of group, and not the same that they were before. And if that's the case, you know, we can at least hope that we'll have the resources and the will of them to let us get these people out.
Yeah, you mentioned those SIVs. I'm just wondering, are Afghans, is it your sense that they are being allowed to leave if they want to?
I know of some that have been, yes. And both females and males, in other words, females who are alone, not with husbands, but also those with their families and their children. And so some have made it to Qatar, and others, a couple others have, that I know of, have made it to Turkey. And I don't know how each one arrived and why at different places. But so it does appear that the situation is working. I think the greatest concern here, Marty, is whether or not the State Department has the personnel on ground to be able to process all these many thousands of applications. I mean, it's always a long process in the best of times. And we have, I'm sure, tens of thousands yet who are seeking to get out of Afghanistan, particularly women and those who worked with us as translators and others who are recognized as having been very closely allied with us. I know that our European allies are very, very concerned about our capacity to do this, although they're not stepping forward to saying they're going to embrace the presence of these refugees. But the world is looking at this, and they will see us as how our whole process evolves.